Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 381. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and thank you so much for supporting me. And today I just have another quick thought from my life. Again, that's me, 34. I live in Chicago. I'm just the guy doing his thing, trying to be the happiest, most at peace version of myself. And the thought is this, and I actually shared this on Instagram the other day, and a lot of folks seem to resonate with it. The thought is that sometimes being happy in life isn't about more or better, it's about different or simpler. Being happy in life isn't about more or better, it's about different or simpler. That's it. That's my quote. That's the episode. But that's what I've come to realize. And thinking about this and embracing this, it really does break the cycle that a lot of us have fallen into in our lives. That's a cycle where, honestly, we just complicate the shit out of things by thinking that the key to being happier or more fulfilled or more confident or whatever adjective it is we're after, we think the key to that is more, is better. We think that to be happier, we have to accomplish more, do more, be more, see more, love more, all these things. And yes, there obviously is a time and place for that. I talk a lot about impact and outcome and effort and action. Experience always, always, always is the foundation for whatever it is you want in life. But sometimes in the pursuit of those things, in the pursuit of more and better, we forget that there exists a, like I call it a cheat code. It's a cheat code. We forget that this cheat code is that a happy life isn't always about more and better. It's about embracing different or simpler. It's about trying different or simpler. And right now, speaking for myself, I'm at a stage in my life where, yeah, you know, I've seen a good amount. I've experienced a lot. I've lived a good 33 years to date. And I'm coming to realize that right now, for me, and for so many others, judging by the response to that quote I posted on Instagram, for all of us, it's a good opportunity to hit pause and embrace different and simpler. As like, that is our North Star. That is what we're pursuing. Now is the time for different and simpler. And I wanted to do this episode to give you something quick and easy to think about. Maybe just a little bit of inspiration for you to consider pursuing different and simpler instead of what you've always done and you've continued to do. To hit pause and break the cycle of always pursuing more and always pursuing better. Just for a minute. Just for a minute to try the opposite and literally see what happens. And so with that in mind, I just wanted to do a quick episode to get very practical about what different and simpler means. Because that can mean so many different things to different people. But I think ultimately what different and simpler means is letting go. Letting go. It's letting go of beliefs, doubts, insecurities, habits that are aligned with more and better. Letting go of those things and instead choosing different and simpler. So that's what this short episode is about. It's about letting go. And I'm just going to throw out a couple of things that I think once we let go of them, we will naturally gravitate towards a mentality of different and simpler. And that really does make a huge impact in life. It really does. You know, in fact, I'm about to release a new project in the coming weeks for you that's all about this idea of inner peace. More about that coming soon. But inner peace really is what you get when you swap out better and more for different and simpler. So let's talk about a couple of universal things that I think we can all let go of in order to get to that state of mind. Let's talk about the things that we're still holding on to because they're hardwired to a mentality of more and better. And I'm just going to list these off quickly here, but I want you to consider something that I've recently learned while I do. And that's the power of letting go. And you can call letting go closure, you could call it healing, you can call it forgiveness, whatever word you want to align with it. But ultimately, I've learned that there are many, many things in our life, experiences, memories, habits, that we only learn the lesson they have to offer once we finally decide to let go of them. It's like this weird catch-22. There are so many things in life that only offer us lessons if we allow ourselves to let go of them. And we think the opposite, though. We think that we can only learn what they have to offer by holding on to them. We think we could finally get that more or that better by hanging on to that thing, by digging in, by doing the same. But I think the liberating, peaceful truth of life is that when we finally decide to let go of them, that's when the lesson becomes clear. And that's not easy, of course. Letting go can be the toughest, hardest thing to do in life. But we've got to give it a shot, because it is time for different and simpler. It might be just what we all need to break out of a cycle or move in a more redeeming direction. So the first thing we need to let go of is a no-brainer, but in the pursuit of better and more, we really struggle with this one. So I'll list it first, and that is we need to let go of people who have already let go of us. We need to let go of people who have already let go of us. We need to let go of people who have made it clear that they did not choose us. And you can listen to practically any episode I've done in the past on chasing if you want more on this, but I just want to throw this one out there for you to consider. Yes, specifically in relationships, you deserve better and you deserve more. But in the pursuit of that, we have to let go of the past. We have to let go of people who belong in our past and nothing more. That's people who didn't choose you, who said they couldn't make it work, who dished up nothing but mixed signals. Try that. Let go. Don't confuse your worth, which is more and better, with pursuing it. We need to draw a strong boundary and let go of people who can't possibly offer you more or better. That then opens you up to try different and simpler. So that's one. We need to let go of people who have already let go of us. Just ask yourself, is there someone you're still holding on to because you thought they could offer you more and better one day, maybe one day? Finally letting go of them might be just what you need to realize what they can actually give you, which is a new standard, a new boundary, a renewed sense of self, but you have to first let go of them. So that is one. And two is in a similar vein. We need to let go of people who aren't ready for us today. Whereas the first one focuses on the past, the people who have already made it clear that they can't offer you what you need. Today, in the present, towards the people we're still considering, we need to have the same standard. The people who aren't ready to love us, support us, have our back today. I'm not talking friendships, relationships, lovers, bosses, business partners, you name it. We need to let go of the people who aren't ready, who aren't eager to be ready. Yes, of course, have patience in the same way that you would hope someone would have patience for you. But again, don't confuse your worth with digging your heels in for someone who can't possibly offer more or better. Just ask yourself, what if I paused and I instead embraced different and simpler? Would this fit the bill? Would I continue to wait around for that text? Would trying to convince them to be more and better fit that bill? Would that offer me different and simpler? Very unlikely. Very unlikely. Let go of people who aren't ready in the present to love you, support you, whatever it is you're looking for. So two quick things to let go of, past and present. But let's turn the lens to you. In the pursuit of more and better in life, we put so much freaking pressure on ourselves to become that, to become personally more and better. We say we need to do more. We need to be more. We need to be stronger and more confident and more successful in these things. And yes, of course, strive for that. But sometimes, to my point, we need to hit pause. Specifically, we need a rest from a mindset that I think really holds us back. And that's a mindset that looks back and says, oh man, I used to be stronger. I used to be happier. I used to be more energetic. We look back at younger versions of ourselves and we lament getting older. And that only further makes us dig in our heels and focus on more and better. Yeah, I've gotten this far in the pursuit of more and better. I need to keep going. I can't give up now. I need to keep going. We need to pause that for a second. We need to stop trying to be all of these things. We need to stop trying to one-up younger versions of ourselves. We need to stop putting all this pressure on ourselves, this pressure to align our lives with all the timelines we see, the timeline for a relationship, the timeline for buying a house, the timeline for six figures. We need different and simpler. And you can look at any episode I've done recently, because I've done a bunch. I've been really feeling this vibe. Episodes on the topics of being present and being grateful today. I've been big on that. Or you can simply look at all the things you're trying to do in your life and become in your life, and you could look at them and just realize how much pressure you have weighing on you. And you can look back also and use that to understand, man, I've been really digging in my heels out of fear of missing my shot, out of fear of comparing myself to other people. Realize that. Realize that and ask yourself, what would happen if I just chose simpler? If I just chose different? What would that look like? What if you took 1 month and said, yeah, I'm going to continue to work hard and grind and do my responsibilities, but what if I chose to wake up each morning and said, today for the next 30 days is about loving myself? What would that look like for you? What if you took 1 month and said, for 30 days, I'm going to hit pause on rushed and impatient and desperately dating? What if I just did me for a month? What would that look like? Or the opposite, what if you took 1 month and you kept dating, but you intentionally chose the opposite of people who have traditionally been your type? What would happen? What would happen if you took 1 month and said, I'm reserving 1 day every single week to work on something I am passionate about? What would happen? Just different or simpler. What if you took that to-do list and brought it down from 10 items to 5 items and just focused on them? Shake things up. Shake things up in the pursuit of different and simpler. And obviously, this sounds like simple advice, clearly, but it really is amazing how much we overcomplicate our lives, especially if you're in your like late 20s or 30s or 40s. By this time in your life, you've got years and years and years of habits already built up. You've got more and better ingrained in your psyche. You've got the promise of more and better ingrained in everything you do, frankly, from the goals you set to the habits you have from the moment you get out of bed until you go to sleep. You've got years of habits where it's always, yeah, I want more, I want better. And if you listen to the pod, you know that I am about that life. Like, frankly, most of my writing is about more and it is about better. It's about embracing your worth and knowing that if you're willing to work hard for something, yes, you deserve better. And yes, you deserve more. I talk about this all the time. I talk about how I personally like nice things. I'm very goal and success oriented. Yes. But it's taking me 30 some odd years to also realize that you need balance. Yes, strive for better and more, but you also need balance. And that comes in the form of different and simpler. And I say that, of course, now realizing that if you don't have that balance, you're basically cruising down a highway that you've built throughout the years without question, without questioning if maybe there's a better route available for you to take, one that actually has the things and people you're looking for and that you actually deserve. And the only way to open yourself up to those opportunities is to say, 1 second, maybe I'm going to hit pause on this existing route, the more and better route, and I'm going to align my vision and my actions and my responses to life with different and simpler. Why not? Why not give it a shot? Especially if you're listening right now and you're like, man, nothing's been really working for me lately. It feels like Groundhog Day in my life. I date the same people. I have the same outcomes. I work the same job. I do the same things. I still am the same amount of anxious, or I have the same amount of doubt in my life. I've been living this version of my life for a while. If that's you, and then maybe it's been compounded by COVID, like that's really, really lulled us into a permanent pursuit of more and better without us realizing it. If that's you, if that's us, I think we're all prime candidates for different and simpler. Different and simpler. Just ask yourself, how can I choose different in my life? Different goals, maybe different people, different perspectives, different habits, or simpler. What if you took that to-do list and radically simplified it? What if you found one thing and just focused on that for a month or a week, whatever timeline feels good for you, instead of trying to do it all, instead of trying to be it all? What would happen? What would happen? I think the key to whatever it is you're looking for, whether that's more happiness or more success or more relationship or more fulfillment, whatever that thing is, I think it's time to hit pause on a more or better mindset and instead choose different and simpler. And that's it. That's the episode. I just want to put that out there for you to consider: different and simpler. So I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend, tell them to check it out. And also, if you enjoy this type of short, practical mindfulness, I have a bunch of journals available on newmindsethoodist.com that you can use to solidify these mindsets. So check it out. And as always, thank you so much for supporting me and so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.